Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good morning, Matt. As always, thank you for taking my call. Gerrymandering is what is the one subject that just drives me crazy, because I was gerrymandered out of the second into the sixth. There was no real reason for it other than the Republicans were choosing their voters. Now, with the population increase in the Madison area, what's the chances of, I mean, because the Republicans are already hired lawyers on my dime to gerrymander me into another district. I mean, they give me a break on this thing. But the way things are setting up here, it's probably going to be close on who controls Congress in 2022. So what's your thoughts on the new maps for congressional districts? Thank you.
Yeah. What county do you live in, Paul?
Just Southern Dane. Or it'd be, excuse me, Northern.
Northern Dane, and you're gerrymandered into the six, are you?
Well, yeah. I'm right on the edge there, Columbia and Dane. So
yeah, that's right. I get it. Yeah. Okay, here's the deal. There is going to be redistricting, and Voss is going to put through a crooked deal. Okay, it's a corrupt redistricting. He's going to use these lawyers. They are at your dime. Quite a few of your dimes. How about $1 million of your dime, $975,000 subject to readjustment of your dime. That's quite a few dimes. And then they're going to come up with cracking and packing, and they will put people that have a community of interest, and they'll break them up. They did it in Greene County, Sheboygan County. They'll do it in the 6th Congressional, the 2nd Congressional, and they'll keep doing it. Now, Evers will veto it. They could try to do it by resolution, which can't be vetoed, but they tried that back in the early 1960s, and there's a Supreme Court precedent that says you can't do something like that by resolution. It has to be by legislation so the governor can have a look at it. And I think that'll hold up. I think it'd be extraordinary for this court to overrule that precedent. And then he'll veto it. Well, they do not have a veto-proof majority. It'll then go to the courts. That's why I think that Eric Holder's group that's suing in Minnesota, in Louisiana, in Pennsylvania, should add Wisconsin right now. And what's going to happen? The main thing that concerns me is they may drag this out so long that they use the old maps for 2022. That's what concerns me. Because remember something, if somebody wants to run for governor, strike that, run for Congress or the assembly or the Senate, they got to know what their contours are, the boundaries are. They got to know if they live in the district. They got to know if it's a district they want to run in. And with all the monkey business going on, they may not know until it's basically too late to use the new districts for 2022. Because remember something, you have to get your nomination papers in by the beginning of June. And that means you can start circulating them in April. Well, what if the Republicans tie this thing up in litigation beyond April? So one bad thing would be we'd be using the old districts, which would which are gerrymandered 2-1 to benefit the Republicans. The second thing is, even if we are successful in getting the new districts designated, they're going to have to be designed by a court. And we should have a fair maps commission. We don't. So if it's the court, remember, it's a Republican Supreme Court. The ball game is going to be Brian Hagedorn, because of three of the Republicans on there voted not to certify the election, to delay it, to say that even though Joe Biden won the popular vote in the state, maybe there's a way for the Republicans to grab the electors for Trump. Three of them did that. Three of them. And if it hadn't been for Hagedorn, who stood tall, we would have been a historical basket case of saying we in Wisconsin don't recognize the presidential election. Now, does he do it again, stand tall again, read the Constitution and say, well, okay, we are going to do it as a Supreme Court, but we are going to have to do it with experts, and we're going to put in bipartisan experts and come up with something fair. He's very capable of doing that. And if he did, there'll be 50-50 districts, 49-51 districts, and then it depends on who has the best ideas. But if they go the other route, if for some reason they put, you know, Professor Schmidtlap from wherever he comes from, and he comes in with a monocle and his hands quivering, and you get one of these guys, that's a different story. And then it goes to the U.S. Supreme Court. They may not take it. It would be easier to go right to federal court now. But, you know, there's a lot of litigation, and we're only talking about it has to be by next April so people know where they should circulate their nomination papers. That's a year, less than a year from now. And first of all, they have to propose the maps. They have to go to Evers. He has to veto it. It has to come back. They have to try an override. Then they have to litigate. Can they do all that in 11 months? That's what it comes down to. So I'm afraid they're going to drag it out so that they can have one more kick at the cat with the old lines. But what this really points out, Paul, is we've got to have a Fair Maps Commission. Iowa does. Iowa, for the love of Pete, Iowa has Fair Maps Commission. So why don't we? Why don't we? Why don't we? Well, we don't. That's the problem. That is very much the problem. Well, a lot more to talk about. This is predictable. In Florida, speaking of Paul's concern about the Congress, we had a Democratic member of Congress named Elsie Hastings. Elsie Hastings passed away. It's a solidly Democratic district, solidly in the Miami area. So what happens is the governor sets a new date, and obviously a Democrat's going to win and he'll fill that seat. Wrong. DeSantis, Governor DeSantis, is a Republican. And he scratched his head and he said, I got an idea. Why don't I not schedule the election? Then the Democrats will be short a congressional vote in the Congress. They'll be short a vote. And it's already a very slim margin. And if I can knock it down one more, maybe I can stop a lot of Democratic legislation. So he's sitting there. He's not scheduling it. Remember, Hastings died just after the last election. That district has no congressman. That district, the way DeSantis is acting, won't have a congressman till one's elected in November of 2022, and they won't be seated till January of 2023. Very sneaky. The governor has an obligation to schedule an election. Now, some governors will say, all right, I'm going to schedule it in an inconvenient time. You know, Scott Walker did that with his recall election. He scheduled it after students had left the university. I think he scheduled it in June. Sneaky, you know, so he'd cut down on the student vote and cut down on people who were on vacation, didn't vote. There's a lot of sneakiness that you can do. But at least you schedule the election. And if they schedule an election, Elsie Hastings' seat, a Democrat will win. DeSantis knows it. So he is sneaking around, not going to schedule it, he says, and then he's going to wait and see if he can get away with it. So keep that in mind. Absolutely keep that in mind. Okay, we're coming to the end of the show. We have great programming coming up. We have Stephanie Miller. We have Tom Hartman. We have Devil's Advocate with Diamond Krupp. We have Earl Ingram on Saturday. We have Pizza Box Mike. We have a lot of others. Can't go through the whole litany right now. Too many great shows. Great programming today. It's a good show. Be back tomorrow. Matt Flynn Direct will be back tomorrow. Same time, same place. Matt Flynn Direct signing off. Anytime she goes.